The School of the 12 Holy Knights. Day 1. Fire is burning power. It was December the 24th, and we were on a visit at the home of my wife's parents in northern Germany. Snow were all over there and lay meters high at the roadside. Nature were deep frozen and emitted a mystical mood of calm. In contrast, fire presented itself in different ways to me the last days. Fire is burning power was the motto. While the car trip in northern Germany, we could feel it through our car. When burning gasoline, the power bond in it is released and translated into motion. Thus, fire is motion as well. The rainbows accompanying us until the rain became snow again gave me food for thoughts. It was too obvious that something tries to get through to us and that it has something to do with fire. One day ago, we visited some relatives and talked about the good old times. We also referred to the aunts of my wife. They were three sisters, each with very different characteristics. One of the aunts had, for example, a market garden and loved it to do the gardening surrounded by silence. She lived in the rhythm of the seasons with all the recurring works which have to be done in the garden. Sowing and breeding different species of plants, weeding the fields and harvesting the crops. All in its proper time, and everything in a constant rhythm. Her whole life was affected by quite static structures and some kind of passivity. The second sister was the complete opposite of the first one. She was the temperament in person. Everybody had to do her bidding, and she kept the whole family on the run. The third sister was very adaptable and a mediator between these two worlds. She helped where it was necessary and tried to do the compensation. What I addressed first was the fact that each of the aunts was so extreme in her characteristics, and after all the curious things of the previous days, I was wondering what the story of the aunts should tell me. Slowly it began to dawn on me, but it seems also far-fetched. I figured, looks a little bit like the four elements. Grete, the gardener, was like the element earth. She loved structures. Maria, the second sister, was like the element fire. She was full of motion. And Anna was like water, which melts motion and structure in itself and adapts to its environment. I thought, there is not only fire, but also its opposite, the element earth, and water as the union of both. And further, it was the day before Christmas Eve, as we had a nice supper with the family at a wonderful lakeside restaurant. Beside the frozen lake and the enchanting winter landscape, the toilet of the restaurant awakened my attention. Better said, the tiling on the wall above the sink. They were decorated with a pattern of four symbols. A five-pointed star, a stylized five-leafed blossom, a fish, and a curl in the shape of a cinnamon roll. I thought, how playful! They could be viewed as the symbols for the four elements. The star stands for fire, the blossom stands for earth, the fish for water, and the curl for the element air. What do you say? This looks like an acknowledgement for my assumption that beyond the element fire, the other elements are trying to come through as well. The meal and the wine were fabulous, and we left the restaurant full of satisfaction. Besides this, we took along some wickedly expensive cigars with us, which could be acquired at the restaurant's bar. At the evening, we sat well saturated with a cup of coffee at the kitchen table and chat. You don't know the color cycle of Itten? I thought again and again. Our son, skilled master painter, get the ball rolling by asking my wife and me this question while talking with us about interior design. As he saw our questioning looking, he explained us that the color cycle of Itten is a color table in the shape of a cycle which contains all basic colors and their secondary colors. Using this table, it is quite simple to find a combination of colors which suit each other. While his explanations, I was permanently thinking, where is the gap in the color cycle? But simultaneously, I was wondering about my thoughts. What a gap! It is a cycle! But then I thought about the rainbows and noticed that in the spectrum of colors, the color red is not between violet. The two colors are on the opposite ends of the spectrum. With this insight, I provoked a storm and suddenly everything makes sense. The fire, the rainbow, the four elements and the 12 holy nights. Immediately, I took a piece of paper and a pencil and started to write. Finally, the result looked like a clock face with all dates, colors, elements and symbols were marked on. To simplify matters, I transferred the whole thing into a table and was astonished as doing this, the schedule for the next 12 days was revealed to me. Now I was sure. Each of the days to come will be under the motto of one of the elements and will contain experiences and insights for us which will give us a glimpse behind the curtain inside the world of the elements. We will be initiated into a knowledge which was ever here but is only accessible by these who are searching and are willing to listen to their inner voice and follow the way which reveals in front of them. Under my scheme, the journey will go from fire to earth, from earth to water, and from water to air. Now I finally grasped, I thought, and was amazed. It was like in the pictures, and I had no idea how this should go on. I was wound up to a high pitch. The first lesson, in the matter of fire, we already got the days before, not knowing that there will be more of it. Fire is burning power, was the motto and the corresponding color was red. Fire is heat, is decay, is motion. Fire is the first of the four elements. It contains the whole potential of development and all opportunities. The element of fire contains the energy for everything. For me, the matter of the four elements was always a closed book, which I had never dealt with. But I was excited about the insights of the last days and was curious how the story continues.